Welcome back to the Joel and Talma Show right here on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1. And don't forget, we're available anytime at KIDNewsRadio.com. The Constitution is a big topic, and we have seen a lot of attacks on the Constitution. And one thing that continues to be clear is that we could use a little more education on the Constitution. Joining me in studio right now, we have Doug Toomer and Cindy Toomer from Stand Up for Idaho. Doug and Cindy, thanks so much for being here.
Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you.
The Constitution, you know, a lot of folks just don't know it as well as maybe they should. And you guys have something designed to help kids learn the Constitution from a pretty young age. So tell us a little about Constitution Camp.
Okay, first off, I'm going to turn it over to Cindy real quick. But a lot of things I think people need to understand is the things that we have enjoyed in the United States, in America, is because of the Constitution. Our founding fathers, you know, the Revolutionary War, all of that that occurred has enabled us to have and enjoy the freedoms and liberties that we have, and that has made America great. And the issue is that people don't understand that. And the Constitution is an agreement among men, people, okay? This is how we're going to behave and work together. And the Constitution is being ignored now. And a lot of people, even adults, say, well, I don't know about the Constitution. I really don't know whether I care and whatnot. But they don't understand that it is the foundation for our country and our foundation for, you know, what makes us actually the greatest nation in the world. And so it's very important for us to understand that. And from that, you know, we did start that we need to start at an early age. And so I'm going to turn it over to Cindy and let her talk about Constitution Camp for Kids. And I'll start it off just real quickly. It's for kids ages 7 through 12. And let Cindy take it over. Because Cindy does 99.9% of the work on this, so go for it.
Well, first of all, I'd like to say it was not an original idea. It is something that is taught around our country, and there's an organization in Pocatello that they started theirs a year before, and we kind of spun off from that and decided to do our own. And so this is our third year of teaching camp. We just feel that the Constitution and our history of our country isn't being taught in our public schools in detail. And so kids need to start at an early age. And so that's what we do. We bring in 60 children. We bring in 60 children, and we bring in as many teens that want to volunteer as we can get. We never turn away a teen, because even though they come in as volunteers and helpers, they are learning right along with the other kids.
So true. And the Constitution is something that's often overlooked. We just kind of take for granted all of these freedoms that we enjoy, and we forget that at the center of that is the Constitution. And as both of you were talking, I was thinking about when Glenn Beck, KID News Radio's own Glenn Beck, was in town last summer. He said, the Constitution is not only the best way, it's really the only way when it comes to freedom. And that's kind of stayed with me. And so I love that kids are getting a chance at a young age to really understand where those freedoms come from. What is something that on perhaps the first day of camp, take us through what that looks like?
Okay, the first day, the children, we call them campers, are divided into five groups of 12. And we have six stations, and they rotate through those stations. So they start out the morning at the stage with a special presentation of something that we want them all to know before they hit the other stations. So the very first day, they come in and they learn that we are Republic. And then they also learn about the symbols, like the Statue of Liberty and the eagle, the flag. And then we move them on to the stations, and they'll do two stations. We give them a break, and then they finish out the rest of the stations. And then they have another break. And we have everybody, every adult that is working in camp is in colonial costume. And at the end of the day, the kids come all the way back to the stage and sit, and we have anywhere from 4 to 5 founding fathers on stage, and they do a little brief explanation of who they are, and then the kids have been given questions to ask each of those founding fathers about themselves. And so in the process, they are learning about them on a more personal level.
I love that. You're kind of taking it to a next level by being in character, in costume, and that helps grab the attention of kids for sure.
Correct. And we have, on the first day, we have Ben Franklin. Doug is Ben Franklin, and he is there all day long, every day. We have Paul Revere there on the first day, and then George Washington comes in, and Patrick Henry's there, and James Madison's there, Betsy Ross is there. So it's just, it's fun. We make it fun. And they learn, I'll give you an example of one of the stations. One of the first lessons they learn is Boston. That's their very first station one group goes to. And the kids have been broken down into teams, and they wear race bibs with the name of their team on it. And so the kids are in this group, and they're asked questions by King George. He's there every day also. And King George says, "Did you come to camp in a pickup truck? And if you did, you owe me one piece of candy." They have been given a bowl of candy. And so by the end of everything, the very last question is, do you have words on your shirt? Well, of course they all do, because they have racing bibs with their team name on it. They owe the rest of their candy to King George. And they're like beside themselves. They're out of candy. They want it back. And then the lesson is about taxes. So
I love that. So,
and then by the end of the week, they learn the difference between charity and welfare. So it's very good. Every day they in each station is different. They have a lesson, and then it's hands-on.
I love that object lesson, because you can talk to kids all day, every day, about those concepts, but when they get to kind of experience the repercussions of a particular policy, that's going to really sink in. We are almost out of time, but if you both have time, I would love to keep you in studio for another segment, because I think we have more to talk about.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we'll hang around. Thank you.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break. And don't forget to enter our great Grand Slam giveaway. Just text the word baseball to 208-522-5900. That will get you entered for a chance to win a trip to Seattle to see the Mariners play live. And you'll get to go to not one, but two games. Text baseball to 208-522-5900. We'll be back with more from Doug and Cindy Toomer after this.